It's Wednesday with Wiser. Welcome to the end of May. The hot and steamy season is here. June 1st is around the corner. We spent a lot of time yesterday in studio with some terrific people. You'll hear those conversations, lunchtime conversations. One of them was Jeff Birardelli, chief meteorologist and climate maven for Channel 8. He'll be debuting the team's hurricane program June 1st, Saturday. Tune in. Now is the time to prepare. Be safe, be smart. Surviving the storm, it's your responsibility. And June kicks off St. Pete Pride, a month-long celebration. I found out yesterday in studio as well that, in fact, not only does the city of St. Pete have the largest Pride celebration in the state of Florida, but in the Southeast. So let me run down some of the Pride things. On Friday, they will be raising the Pride flag at City Hall with Mayor Welch. June 1st also is Pride Month kickoff block party, 7 to 11 in the 2400 block of Central Avenue in the Grand Central District. June 6th is the Stonewall Reception, 6 to 9 at the James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art. June 8th is St. Pete Pride Youth and Family Day. It will take place 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at North Straub Park. June 8th is also Pride Night at the Tampa Bay Rays, 4 to 10 p.m. First 12,000 fans get a free Pride jersey. June 14th through the 15th is the Shades of Pride Festival and LGBTQ+ Juneteenth celebration at the Factory St. Pete. June 21st is Friday Night Concert at Janice Live with Sasha Colby. Doors open at 6. June 22nd is the big weekend. St. Pete Pride Parade and Festival. The festival takes place from 2 to 10 p.m. at North and South Straw Parks. The Trans March at 5:30, followed by the main parade at 6. And the route runs from Al Lang Stadium to Vannoy Park along Bayshore Drive. June 23rd, everybody come on down to the St. Pete Pride Street Fair. It takes over the Grand Central District with entertainment, vendors, and food from noon to 5 p.m. Radio St. Pete will be there. We love a good party. So that's what's going on. Show love, show compassion, support all. There is a lot of music going on this week. June 1st. Let's start with that. Hauser, the incredible classically trained cellist with a rock star vibe, is at Ruth Eckert Hall. On the 31st, Lee Asher, the animal rescue advocate, influencer, and star of the Discovery Planet, will be at Capitol Theater. And through June 16th, Paula Vogel's Desdemona, a play about a handkerchief, Theater 4 in Clearwater, is performing that. And the Mike Berbiglia, I'd love to say that name, and I probably said it wrong, on the 29th, the host of the podcast Working It Out will bring his comedy to the Mahaffey Theater in St. Pete. That is part of his Please Stop the Ride tour. Through June 2nd, if you haven't seen Clue, the Broadway murder mystery based on the 1985 Paramount movie and inspired by the classic board game, that's at the Straz Theater, getting terrific reviews. If you love opera, celebrate Pride with Opera Tampa's Out Loud on June 1st. Pride with an adult-themed show featuring selections from operas, show tunes, and more at the Straz Theater. Also happening is the Happy Together Tour at Ruth Eckert Hall on June 2nd. Let's go to the movies. A dance recital from movie-based music is June 2nd at the Mahaffey. Mr. Big is June 2nd at the Capitol Theater. Foghat Cactus and Pat Travers Band, June 7th, Ruth Eckert Hall. And if you love opera, on the 7th, 9th, and 11th, Lucia de Lammermoor. The St. Pete Opera is a really incredible gem, and this is a tale of a Scottish forbidden romance, and this will be shown at the Palladium. On the 8th, we have Kathy Ladman Comedy. Get on up to Tarpon Springs Performing Arts Center. It's really a very special place. You can have terrific Greek food before or after. It's a wonderful drive and a great way to spend the day. So there's also more. The Bay over at Capitol Theater, My Pack Life, Lee Asher, the 31st. June 2nd, Happy Together. The Turtles, Jade American, The Association, Badfinger, The Vogues, and Cowsills. Bobcat Cactus, Pat Travers at Ruth Eckert, the 7th. We told you about that. Steve Earle, Alone, again, solo and acoustic. This is going to be a very special show. June 9th at the Bildheimer Capitol Theater. And my favorite, the Clearwater Smooth Jazz Jam. Now, you know, I love Alex Harris. And if you didn't see him this past weekend over in Tampa, Curtis Hickson Park, catch him online. He's going to be going on tour in August. Spectacular. I last saw him perform, about a year ago. He gets better and better every time. I always try to catch him. And if you like jazz, then go to the Smooth Jazz Jam. It's going to be at Ruth Eckert Hall, June 14th and 15th, with Jeffrey Osborne, Brian Culbertson, Sheila E. and the E. Train, Gerald Albright, Rick Braun, Richard Elliott, and Peter White. It's really an incredible experience. And on June 22nd, at Ruth Eckert Hall, there's going to be Wang Chung, Men Without Hats, The Motels, and Naked Eye. So there's really something for everybody. Another cool series that is going on that happens every year is the Classic Albums Live. And this is a Ruth Eckert experience. You can see AC/DC, Highway to Hell, June 8th at the Capitol Theater. The Lithium Experience, July 21st at the Capitol. Led Zeppelin, September 6th at the Capitol. Texas Flood, Stevie Ray Vaughan, October 18th. And on August 11th, the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. These sell out quick, so get your tickets now. Have you been to the Creative Central Park Performing Arts Center? If not, book this. June 6th, Deanna Carter, one of my favorite musicians, is coming. And comedian Jen Kober will be there on the 14th. Larry Carlton is there, a great jazz guy, on the 30th. And I want to give a shout out to our friend David Sanborn, a Tampa native. He passed last week. We will miss him dearly. One of my favorites. I've interviewed him. An elegant man. Turn on your David Sanborn music and celebrate jazz. The Strass Theater right now, job site, is showing The Smuggler, a thriller in verse. You know, I had Maureen McDowell in studio yesterday. I can't wait for you to hear her poem. She's got a new book coming out. An amazing poet, Karen Carmichael, did an amazing series. You can hear these all. Go to the Let's Go Guide. Go to RadioSaintPete.com. Click on Audio Boom and listen. Also coming up at the Strass is SpongeBob Musical. At the Patel Conservatory, June 21st and 22nd, is staging their show at the Ferguson Hall. At the Jabe Theater, Out Loud, Saturday, June 1st, this week, as Pride kicks off. And then our very own Matthew McGee will be in the Rocky Horror Show, July 10th through August 4th at the Jabe Theater. It's going to be a hoot. Are you in the mood for a summer movie series? Well, the Capitol Theater is hosting summer movie series. You can also go to Greenlight Cinema, where we'll be hosting our Summer Music Welcome Festival fundraiser, June 5th. The Greenlight Indie Theater is the only indie theater. Their lineup is amazing, and you need to go online and look at what's going on there. Be a member. Come for one show. And now let me tell you about another great series at the Capitol Theater. It's Summer Saturday with Forrest Gump, June 15th. And all kinds of Pulp Fiction, July 20th. So that's going to be really, really fun. I told you about the St. Pete Opera, but I'm going to tell you about one more Pride thing that's going on. If you don't know Merrill Meisler's photography work, then you can get to see it at the Work Gallery. It really is a buzz with the Fire Island 1970s, the photography of Merrill Meisler. Please come down and see this show. It is a walk through a period of history where, you know, being LGBTQ plus was not particularly out and open, but yet he celebrated all of the different and diverse personalities and preferences in a way that was so respectful and so fun. So go see that. Randy Wayne White, you'll hear Margot Hammond's interview on RadioSaintPete.com. He will be at Jungle Terrace signing his book, One Deadly Eye, his new book, at noon on June 2nd. June 3rd, he will be at the Pier. June 6th, he will be here at Tombolo Books. It's going to at Coastal Creative. That is going to be an amazing thing. Also going on, Les Mis at the Strass Theater, the 11th through the 16th. My Big Gay Italian Wedding, the 12th through the 13th, at Seminole Hard Rock and John Hyatt. At Capitol Theater on the 14th. Our very own woman of song, Fiona Frenchet, will be at Vista at the Top in Tierra Verde this Friday, 6 to 9. There'll be a lot of jazzy Papa Nova, and that is such a wonderful time. Please mark your calendar for Jazzy Juneteenth Jubilee, an exclusive all-white party on Sunday, June 16th at the Coliseum. The Woodson African American Museum of Florida's annual Jazzy Juneteenth Jubilee is an extraordinary realm of elegance and jubilation, and it intertwines with the vibrant essence of joy. Celebrate the night and this in a radiant sea of white, symbolizing the profound journey of African Americans' independence within this great nation. Sunday Jazz with the Crew continues at the Floridian Social. Also coming up at Janice Live, 528 Joyner Lucas, 66 Hunksco, June 8th, Collie Buds with Cashed Out and Cloud Night Vibes over at the Elle and the Witch. The 31st marks Urban Gypsies of Florida, 7:30 to 10. They're going to be doing a few Saturday indoor concerts that you need to get tickets for in advance. Coming up at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater on the 31st is Nia Horan. On June 5th is Tyler Childers. And June 14th, 21 Savages. I love Cage Brewing. And are you ready for Frickstock? Get ready for a whole day of music featuring Matt Frick and friends. Tim Badlaccia, 2 to 3. Gypsy Jazz Jam, 3 to 4. Greg Roy and the Pressure Band, 4 to 6. Matt Frick, the great Matt Frick and friends, 6 to 7. Rich Sheldon Band, 7 to 9. And Western Gypsies, 9 to 11. Over at the Capitol Theater, lots of stuff going on. Over at the Palladium, the summer series is going to be amazing. Over at Central Park Performing Arts Center, take a visit to the wild side there. At the Straws, so much music, see them all. The Dolly has Reimagining Nature, Dolly's Floral Fantasies. It's on through the summer. It is a glorious exhibition of fruits and flowers, reimagining them as surreal creations at the height of the pop era. It was crafted late in Dolly's career, and there were three suites: Flora Deline, Flora Dolly, Flora Dolly Les Fruits, and Floral, Surrealist Flowers. His printmaking practice was becoming increasingly prolific in these times. He painted over original botanical illustrations, such as those by the 18th and 19th century artists Pierre-Antoine Poitou and Pierre-Joseph Redouté. It is an amazing, lovely, gorgeous exhibit. And it really put me in the mood for Welcome Summer. The American Stage is doing Hedwig and the Angry Itch, and they are doing it in such a way that it is a starkly humorous self-love story as you have never seen. It will also be at Janice Live. The show is running May 15th through June 16th. It's a euphoric night on a rock and roll roller coaster with a transgender icon and just in time to celebrate Pride Month. So a couple other things that you want to do. The Museum of Fine Arts, Never the Same Song, Lizzie Bugatsis and Lonnie Holly, a very special exhibit. And through the 23rd of June, Live Conservation, Restoring a 17th Century Spanish Tabernacle. Mark your calendars also for the 8 o'clock theater, August 9th through the 18th, a musical about writing a musical called Title of the Show. If you also haven't seen the Florida History Holocaust Museum, their Dimensions in Testimony, their virtual realities showing and featuring local Holocaust survivors helps us see the history of hate and how terrible, if not checked, it can become. Two more things I want to tell you about. The St. Pete's Summer Flea, Indy Flea's new summer show. They're taking over a neighborhood on July 14th. It's going to be a shop at the Coliseum, 12 to 4, VIP shopping hours, food and drink at the St. Pete's Shuffleboard. It's a whole new way to spend your Sunday. I know that I was out at checking out the markets at the St. Pete High School this weekend and the new one in Pinellas Park. Oh boy, so much fun, but very hot. So here you can spend your Sunday inside with locally made and curated handcrafted goods, vintage housewares, decor, mid-century furniture, vintage clothing, antiques, plants, collectibles, food, music, art, and so much more. Another great way to spend a hot day in celebration, May 25th was International Wine Day, but you know, you don't need to celebrate on an International Wine Day. You can celebrate it any day. The Florida Winery in Madeira Beach. You can enjoy award-winning wines made from fruits. It's pretty terrific. They have a cigar shop as well. The Florida Orange Groves Winery over on Pasadena Avenue is Pinellas County's first and only tropical berry and citrus winery. It started producing wine in 1991. Tarpon Springs Castle Winery is the only European winery east of the Mississippi River, and that's in Tarpon Springs. Fun to go there. Aspirations Winery in Clearwater, Florida boasts a collection of 35 low sulfite wines. They were ranked number one in Florida by TripAdvisor. Another one I didn't know about, Muriel Winery, is a family-owned and operated winery that has been in Clearwater for 25 years. So don't wait for a special holiday to celebrate wine. Visit the local wine shops, visit the wine tasting places, Try Wine, Hawthorne Bottle Shop, so many places. Book and Bottle's my personal favorite. So you know what? Don't whine about the hot weather. Try wine. So for Wednesday with Wiser, it's over and out. Enjoy the day.